been speaking about possible isurim involved in using turning on electricity or turning off electricity on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We've been speaking about the Chazon Ish's Bona and other verses of the Makkabei Patish. Let's assume that for the moment, people who argued with them, is there other, could it be other isurim? Maybe the Rabbanon. We speak about the Beis Yitzchak's Molid Davar Chadash. So maybe we'll get back to a few more points in terms of Molid in a few moments. But before I do that, there was another model I had heard from Talmidim, who told me the name of a Shechter, that he had another model as to what the Issur D'Rabbanan could possibly be in terms of using electricity. So he was based himself on a Gemara in Ksuvis. A Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Samach, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Tes. Sinor, She'olu bo kashkashim, this is in the language of Shulchan Aruch, is Sinor ha-mekaleach mayim en ha-gag, She'olu bo kashim, ve'asovim, she'sos min ha-ma'akvin, ki'lucho, u'meimo v'yotzim, v'pashtim v'gag, v'dofen l'bayit, v'me'achon b'raglo b'tzino. Meaning, for our purposes, if you have a pipe which became clogged, then one's allowed to unstuff it using one's foot. The Gemara says it's bitsina. Seemingly, the pashut shot of this Gemara is that the heter is the isser. I'm sorry, take a step back. The isser is that it's a form of a sakin, but it's doing it only biraglu kalachar yad, and therefore makom tzorach, makom seda, lo gozu be'rabbanan. So if you take it at the full extreme, therefore it seems like there's an isser d'oraisa of Tikkun Mana by being misakein this kli in this type of form. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos and others, this is very typical, not exactly a discussion, but certainly interesting. So you're allowed to use a plunger on Shabbos. You have a clogged sink, clogged toilet. Are you allowed to use it? So other poskim may have been more machmir, but Rav Shlomo Zalman was mekel, especially Malcolm Sorech. Malcolm Hefsid, then one, he thought you could use it. He thought it was only the idea, largely being based on this, that it already is a kli, just it's not functioning 100% perfectly. So, the Rav Shechter's take on this was, by getting, and this is all in Shmira Shabbos, in the old version, it's Simen Yud Beis, Sifkat Nun. The new one, I think, was like Sifkat Nun Beis. It's off a little bit. But, so he has his ma'arich there to try to explain why this is not exactly the raisa, why he thinks it's mutter to use the plunger. But I think the upshot of it all goes something like the kli is already a kli, it's just not functioning to its fullest. And therefore, to get it back to 100%, you're not going to say it's malach the raisa, however, it's still a tikkun mana midrabbanan. So I heard this a few weeks ago in the Nivra Shachlis, and this week I had the chance, I went over to him, I can't say I had a long conversation with him, but in a minute or two, I asked him, maybe did you say today, why do you pick that as a model? So he told me that the idea he thinks is that by getting the system to work, in terms of electricity, where something is off and you're getting it to work, it's very parallel, he thinks, to unclogging the drain. Unclogging the pipes or the like. So then I went further a bit. Would you say the same thing for a kli which is already on? Let's say your cell phone is on. Now you want to dial it. Now you want to use it for something else. He says, no, he thinks there. It's not the same as the Rabbanon. He thinks the kli is already on. That's Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus. He says, there we answer it because it's the minig is not to use it. Imagine to elaborate that it's not appropriate for Shabbos. It's also Shabbos and things like that. These are my words, not his. He said the Iker is the Rabbanon is turning it on. It's turning on the kli. It's based on not the model of Molid, but for him it was based on this other model of Sinor She'alu Ba'Kashkash. So B'Makom Seida. It's interesting because the other Gemara's heter is based on Kalachar Yad, but it's based on Shlomo Zalman's version of it. Makom Seida. I mean, being it is an Issur D'Rabbanan, these type of things certainly can happen. You know, these one big discussion was whether or not these Surim and Darais or Darabana, just to show some nafkamina in terms of what we're talking about, where this could become dramatic. You know, the car alarm goes off, or your house alarm starts going off in the middle of the 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, now maybe at a certain point there could be Ava to the point of Pikuach Nefesh, but let's assume it's not that level, just you simply, it's not the way to make friends, that's for sure. Unless you assume again it's Ava Pikuach Nefesh, it's going to be hard to be Matar Daraisa. So do you have to wake up your Goyish neighbor to tell him, you know, my whatever is that's what's going on. Yeah. They probably knew anyway. Yeah. They probably knew anyway that it's beeping away. But if it's a Malka Daraisa, it'd be very hard pressed to do something on your own to stop that very annoying noise. However, if it's an Isidra Banan, there's probably good reason to be making on such an occasion. It's one example of probably a billion, but a very common one, which is important to realize. It's important to figure out what type of iser is involved in terms of turning on or off electricity. Now, back to a regularly scheduled program. In terms of some more ha'aros, in terms of molid, the Gemara, again, the root of this Gemara, the root of this concept was based on the Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Chaf Gimel. And the Gemara there told us whether or not you're allowed to be Sachufei Kasa Ashiroi. I'm sorry, but it was a step before that. Right. Rav Omer Agabe Gacheles. Until now, we were discussing whether or not you could make these besamim on top of cheres, on top of gacheles, on top of various things. So part of the discussion is the Gemara. We're not interested in this at all right now. Is in terms of kiboy on yontif. In terms of kiboy on yontif, are you allowed to do it? Is it ochel nefesh? Is it not? Yes. No. Maybe so. That we're not interested in right now. So one opinion says you're allowed to do this al gabi agacheles nami mutter mid the havi abisra agumri. You could do it on top of coals. So commenting on that Gemara, the Ran wants to know. Very good in terms of kiboy. For whatever reason, kiboy is not a problem. But he asks, what about being molded? What about being molo davar chadosh? That we could find quickly the Ran. To quote you what he says. And I'll just say it. Sorry. Oh. Kibun shekiboy leko, kiboy inkan, havara inkan, umishum olude recha, hamuskar begemara, lo mitzira, kibun sheeno mechavin lehariach, elo lahakshir ochle. Right? Since you're only doing it in that case to prepare the food, therefore, even though you're created, so according to some poskim, this was going to be mutter based on heter ochel nefesh. The same way the molcha itself was going to be mutter, the being molded was also mutter. It's not what he's saying. He's saying, since you're mechavin for something else, and you're not mechavin lehariach, therefore it is going to be mutter. So why is that at all relevant? That's very, very relevant because a very significant amount of cases where we're speaking about the applying molad to electricity are cases where you have absolutely no intention at all for the effect that we're talking about, right? Again, if I'm actually turning on a kli, push it. Okay, the computer's off. I turn on the computer. Now I'm being molded electricity into that computer. Fine. The cell phone's off. I turn the same thing. Whatever it is, the kli is off. I'm turning it on. However, numerous times, what happens? You're going to walk into a room. You're walking into a room, so you want to be in that room. When you're walking into the room, the alarm makes all types of beeping noises, and who knows what else happens because of that, and you cause all types of various signals, and who knows what. They don't even know what's going on anymore. So even though, meaning, let's say you do know they're going on, otherwise maybe they'd be misasik. But besides misasik, you know what's going on. So normally I would say that should be a darash shenim miskavim, but what do you mean? If it's going to happen every single time, it's a modarash shenim ripsik resha. Right? So here, like, that's in this case of being mola darash chadash blahariyach. Yes, I'm doing this for the sake of being of ochlin. But sof kol sof, I am being mola recha, to which the Ran says, basically, without saying all these words, even though it's a psik resha, that it's going to happen, we don't care. For the purpose of being molid, for the concept of the issur of being molid davar chadash, it's only so in as much as I have that in mind. Like, there are going to be certain cases, there are going to be certain examples where, even though, I saw this Tosis last night, but as I mentioned right here, we know there's a very, very famous machlokas between the Bali Tosis and the Aruch. To whether or not psik resha d'lo nichale is asur or not, is mutter or not. Okay, so some of the rayas that they bring, that the Aruch brings, is, for example, the Gemara in Sukkah, to Isle Hoshana Achriti. Right, it's talking about the guys picking out the Anovim from the Hoshanas, from the Adasim, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you do it? What's Misakein Mana? If you're doing it on Yontif of Sukkot, to which the Gemara answers, "Isle Hoshana Achriti." So the Aruch says, we see from there that even though avada you're doing the malacha, you are being misakein, since it's lo nichale, since you're doing it to eat the berries, therefore it is mutter on Yontif. We see psik resha lo nichale is mutter. To which other the Bali tells us, say back. The Ritva spells this out there also on Kuf Gimel, and other Rishonim say the same thing. He said, no! It's very, very different when I'm dealing with, especially Tikkun Mana, but maybe Tikkun Mana is particularly in that case, that obviously if I would pull off a berry off Hadassim right now in the middle of Adar, then obviously there's no Tikkun Mana there. Just it's a completely, it's only Tikkun Mana as much as I need it for the Hoshana right now. In the middle of Adar, I'm not going to need it. And it's Hoshana Chriti, even if on Sukkot, I don't need it. So it's not even a Tikkun Mana. Right, similarly, the other Raya that the Gemara brings, the Gemara in Kuf Gimel, says, the Gemara in Kuf Gimel tells us, if I'm pulling off weeds, I'm pulling off, say, food from the ground. And by doing so, I'm improving the ground. So the Gemara says, if my kavana is it for the food, then I'm trying to eat the food, I'm trying to take out whatever I'm taking out of the ground. Okay, then the shear is for a grow grist, that's the amount of the food, of kotzer. Mashenkein, if I'm interested in doing it for tikkun hakarka, then the shear is bekol shehu, for tikkun hakarka, for choresh is bekol shehu. To which the Gemara asks, so of course, no matter what, it should still be chayiv. Right, no matter what year you use, Misaki in the karka. So the Gemara answers, first teretz is talking about an agam, where it's talking about we're already, the ground is already prepared and it's already yafa and you're not doing anything, not being yafa the karka. Bayo Amar, no, Ba'ara, it's talking about Ovid Ara the Chavre. Talking about, I guess, not your best friend, you don't really care about him so much. That, you're not interested in improving his field at all. So you're doing this spam to pick out the fruit, pick out the whatever you're taking from the ground. You want to eat it. You couldn't care less about the fact. So again, Aruch says we see from here psik reishis lo nichale is mutter. It's definitely going to happen. So we see it's a psik reishis lo nichale, which is mutter. So which the Ritva counts is no. Psik reishis lo nichale is usher also. There's no head there for that. But Elamais, and why then is this mutter? Because for the purpose of Charisha is only Charisha when I do it Litzorech. If I'm improving ground in the middle of nowhere, there's no Shaykhas to me at all, it's irrelevant. There's no Malacha at all. So certain times, in certain Malachos, even though it's a Psik Resha, it doesn't matter. So this was going to be one of these examples that, I mean, in other words, maybe this is so in all of Tikkun Mana, but particularly in terms of Molid, according to the Ran, is only being molid at Davar Chadash if it's something that I'm makir, something that I care about, if it's something that I'm interested in. Otherwise, it's completely irrelevant. So in terms of using electricity, it's going to be many, many cases where again, it happens, it's going to be a psik resha, but it doesn't matter at all since it's happening completely shelo b'mechave. Okay, based on this Ran, that's an important maramakom to be aware of. Okay, so I figured once we're more or less that's what I wanted to say in terms of electricity, but I figured once we were here, especially in terms of being molded, this would be a good place to speak about the discussion of elevators, Shas elevators, as we'll explain why in a few moments. Obviously, the sheets that I gave you were based on a shiur that I gave on Shavuos, so some of them already, the concern simply of using a regular elevator, if you're getting about before a Shabbos elevator, simply you go in, you press the button, usually a light goes on. So the lights we spoke about at the beginning, according to many, were automatically mavir. Okay, so that's, then in terms of electricity itself, it's either bonem, akavapatish, whatever we spoke about, or being molded. But then how about the Shabbos elevator? Right, that's in the sheets. If you're looking in, that's where I'm already up to number two. So we moved pretty quickly until now. That's a third of the way down the page. So the fact that you said something before Shabbos, again, Shisas Kalim, we say generally is not going to be a problem. But the big issue is going to be, and this is where Rabbi Halpern did a tremendous job. He wrote an entire work on Maaliyot Shabbos. He wrote an entire work on elevators. Really fast. You could disagree, but whatever it is, he certainly put a tremendous amount of effort into it. So he notes the following. That, again, when you're going up, because your weight is there, it's going to have to work extra hard. Okay, assume there are going to be some elevators that he thinks you have to try to make sure that it's set at a point where it's not even going to carry the utmost weight at all times. But let's say going up, it's going to change your weight. It's going to change the amount of energy necessary to carry you because of your weight. Okay, and until now, without you, it's going to carry 1,000 pounds. Now it's going to have to carry 1,000 plus whatever your weight is. So now it has to work extra hard, it needs more energy. So, in terms of using extra weight, that, based on what we've seen, according to most post-game, the thought of Shmuel Zalman was pekel in terms of that, based on the Gemara, that if assuming it's Yisrael Rabban and being molded davar chadash, we said, olude aser osufe is mutter. Simply adding more, it's not going to be a problem. So seemingly, this all you're doing is just being molded more. That's in terms of going up, and basically thinks you could be makel based on that cheshbon. However, the problem is going to become in going down. So what's the difference? So he argues the following. he argues that what happens is, at least this is the way the old ones work, and I think I'm pretty sure they still work pretty much the same way. Hamanoa ne'epach, let me take a step back, kadesha teleich la'at yoser, in order to slow down on the way down, in order that, in other words, obviously we don't want a free fall. We don't want, you know, just you go in and it just simply now goes down very, could be quite dangerous. So Hamanoa ne'epach generator, in other words, because of your weight in there, it turns the motor something into gufa, something which generates electricity, umachs their energia l'reshes, and it brings back energy back into the net, so to speak, into the system. Kedei lahatim es atmo lemihiros hachadosha hanidreshes aydei metach hanamuch. In other words, and it has to readjust itself to create less pressure going down, less force going down. Ulchein ba'i energia hamuchzeres, and then what you end up with is a counter current. Meaning, until now you had, again, let's just be clear, when you're going up, the elevator is working to do what? It's pushing, it's making, meaning I'm sure I'm explaining this, I guess, like a layman. It's Emily, I don't really, the energy is causing it to, you know, it's pushing it harder and harder up, and now we have the heavy person goes in, so now it has to push extra hard, it needs more energy, it needs more of an ohms to get, but it's doing more of the same to accomplish the goal of lifting the elevator to the floor that you want it to get to. Fine. But now that it's going down, so now the elevator is pulling, is pushing down, but now that your weight is there, it needs to like put energy in the other direction to make sure that the elevator doesn't fall too fast. So it's no longer going in the same direction, it's going in the opposite. There's a counter current. So, that's where again he quotes this Gemara in Be'ad. The rabbi, schufei kasa shiroi, it's also mishum kamolid recha. I, molo mariach v'kolma, we said, osufei recha as mutter. But here, when you're doing it in the opposite direction, that there, I'm actually changing the current. I'm not adding more of the same. So there, because it's a counter one, it's a different one, therefore there'd be a problem of misake in mana, or molo davar chadash, okay, misake in mana derabanan, in other words. Yeah. That's basically his take of the situation, and therefore he wanted to try to create all types of chumras using the elevator going down, and that was his shita, whether or not we have to be concerned about that. So we'll get back into some of the other issues if we have time, besides the aspects of the electricity, in terms of whether or not that would be a malacha anyway, all very fast and anything. We'll get back to that in a minute, but just gufa, analyzing that nekuda is worth stopping on for a few moments in terms of analyzing, do we have to be concerned about that or not. Because the professor Lave, in his work, he argued, wait a minute, what's going on? He says, think about this for a second. Are you really creating a counter current? Is that what's going on? Or, simply what you're doing is, until now, I'm making up a number, I have no idea. You're using a face 100 watts. To cause the elevator to go down. Now, what's happening? Is the pshat, there are 100 watts, and now you're just creating another, you're sending 10 back in order to, it's coming and you're sending 10 back, and then you're creating another current. Well, that's not what's going on at all. The pshat is, instead of using 100, you're just using 90. It's not like it's 100 and another 10. Right? All you're doing is causing less of it to be used. you're not causing another current to be. Furthermore, this is not, this wasn't on these sheets. This is on the other. Sorry. Right. So first of all, I think we answered some of his kashas already, but Professor Lev, he was very bothered by Bechlal using molid. He said, what is pshat? Molid, are you ever really being molid davar chadash? In these situations, electricity is already there. You're not creating new energy from the plant. You're not generating the energy. The electricity is already there to be used. You're just applying it. So Lamashal, he would think, therefore, if the reach were already there, you're allowed to apply it. So Sufe, you're not being molded in the first, you're just applying it. So that we explained. No. That I think he got it wrong. That's why you're Bedavka applying, you're taking that energy and putting it into the Kli. That's the problem in these situations. The problem is, we're not claiming you're creating like, you didn't pick the example of being molded, like being molded in Eish on us, like when you light a match on Yantif. That's also Misha Molid, because there Takam creating something new. Almost Yesh Me'ayin. Masha Enkein, when we're talking about Lude Recha, of course the Reach exists already somewhere. I'm not being, but what the problem is, I'm being molded into the Cheres, I'm being molded into the Kli. So too here, the problem is taking electricity and putting it into the Kli. So, that's why his technical thing, he wants to be mechala between voltage and what's the other word I'm looking for? Hebrew terminology was mosif metach as opposed to mosif zerim. One's the current and one's the voltage. The voltage is the theoretical, the potential, and the other one's actually applying it. So you think, what do you mean? I'm not creating new potential energy. The energy's already there. So that was a mistake. I think he just misunderstood what they were as far as Fianias Daiti. That's what he particularly picked. That's why Rai Halper and others in the Beis Yitzchak picked particularly putting it into the Kli. But furthermore, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. Am I creating? In this type of case, is the problem that I'm being molded by putting the energy into various wires? And then I could say, I don't know, maybe they hear the energy is going into different wires now, I don't know. I'll explain what's going on in a second. Or do I say, what do you mean? In terms of the elevator as a whole, do I say this is a new current to the elevator? Or no, I say, in terms of the elevator as a whole, I would say instead of 100, I have 90. Not that I have 100, and then now I sent back into this wire, I sent back another 10. In terms of which wire, where the other energy is going, maybe I could say I created something new. But in terms of, because one of the claims, one of the things they were concerned about, is that Badako, when you're going into this elevator, until now 100, let's say it was using 100 watts, let's say, in order to lower this elevator. Now you're standing there, so now it only needs 90. So what's happening to the other 10? So there are going to be occasions that you have to be concerned that those 10 are going to go off someplace and immediately be the ones to empower, someone on the building, and someone's going to turn on their light, and now, oh, you're going to be the one empowering their light. You are, like, because you're doing this, you're the one who's empowering their light at that point, or their whatever at that point. He's taking that electricity, it's going back into the system, not to stam, to be electricity, which is stam now going to be used at some later date, or later moment even, I'll be able to. But no, it's going to be used at this very moment. I'm going to walk in over here, and by doing that, it's going to affect the effect that's going to empower that light or that whatever over there. It's definitely Enom Miskaven, that's for sure. I shouldn't say that even. Hold on a second. There's going to be a way out of that. We'll have to get back then when we talk about Darshan Miskaven in greater length. But the answer to that may be that how about if something is programmed to do that? We're going to have to talk about this much more at great length. No. How about if everyone in the building is programmed to do that? Meaning we're trying to conserve energy. Right? We're trying to conserve energy. I'm told, this, meaning... It's a secret. The little nichole point is not going to be so posh at a certain point.
Why do you care if the guy's neighbor has his lights on?
Let's say the entire system, the entire building system, is working that way in order that eventually we'll save lots of money. Instead of wasting energy, we say that whenever. That needs to be analyzed. But in general, wherever you're going to be, I'm told this is going to be much more radical right now. What I'm about to say, I'm told this is happening. That they're going to try to do is try to use, like underneath the ground, they're going to put sensors. And wherever someone's going to walk, you're going to be generating electricity. You're going to be using the human energy that you're going to step down over there, and somehow that's going to feel it, and it's going to recognize it, and that's going to generate electricity. It's going to use the human energy instead of using oil in order to spin some type of wheel someplace. So no, we all have to walk. We go wherever we go. We have to drive. We're driving the car anyway. So on the road, the weight of the car and the movement of the car is going to empower something else. And these are things which are out there already. They're happening, I'm told. So eventually, I mean, we're not only going to walk. Not only are we not going to be able to walk by our neighbor's house, mamish, we're not going to have to tie ourselves up over Shabbos at some point. We're not going to be able to walk outside. I'm not sure. I imagine at that point we'll have to analyze halachas. We'll have to analyze whether or not what will be permitted, what will not be permitted, what's the situation, the nechale, what's the nechale, what's right. But at a certain point, if that becomes a system of doing things, is that exactly the nechale? I hear it probably still is. Depends if it's grum or not. Depends how. That's the next topic we'll be talking about. But if it's going to happen immediately, then it probably is not grumma. If it's going to happen every single time that I walk in, my energy is going to go off over there. Then I'm going to be. I'm right. And maybe it really depends with how it's set up. Depends what the arrangement is. But at least it'd be what to talk about. How did we get to?
Why wouldn't it be a secretion? You don't know at that moment.
What?
Why wouldn't it be a secretion?
It really depends how it works, but I guarantee someone's utensil in the building is on.
Someone else could be turning off now.
That's what you'd have to analyze that, right? That's what you're going to have to. It really depends on the materials. If you're creating more energy at that point and enabling something, this is going to be part of the question, which I think Rosh Hashanah deals with a little bit. Let's say something was going to happen anyway. All right, so now, is there any other point they wanted to make in terms of the energy? I just want to finish that. Maybe I'll get to some of the other issues in a second, which were also very, very interesting. Not directly relevant to electricity, but also very fascinating within that show. That's one. Once we're there, let me just make sure I have every last point in terms of the electricity, in terms of the molin. Right, so this Professor Lev, he thought, don't start looking into various halakim of the of the wire, various halakim of the kli. What are you talking about? Bottom line is, in terms of the elevator or hole, you're creating more energy, now you're just using less of it. It's not a countercurrent, either of us is using less energy. That was the way, basically, he wanted to see this. Similarly, one last point within that again, the Halper and Asher speaking into a microphone because you're increasing the Zerim. Increasing, but this is what we spoke about a little bit last time. But since that gives it a completely different quality. Meaning, again, until now, there was current moving through a microphone. But now that I'm speaking into it, it's a completely different type of current Now it takes on the form of an electric sound, rather than just simply something which was able. There was current going through. Wasn't able to receive the sound. Though at that point it may have only been theoretical, potential energy. The volt is not the current. That may be a difference also. Well, let's assume even there was a small amount of current changing it in a qualitative fashion. He thinks would be not just simply osufe recha, but olude recha, completely new quality that needs to be analyzed. Certainly, an ichla damos. That's my suffix here. And again, as we quote in the name of Erebal Yashiv. The Sefer Kedushas HaShabbos, the other Rebbe Harari, the Harari from Eretz Yisrael, quotes that the name of Yashiv, the Chol Shinoi Zerem, to become up with Iko Shinoi Mitzios Ta'asir. Anytime there is a change created because of that, something you hear something because of that, you do something because of that, that's just not just simply more of the same, but that's a different, again, a different quality, and that's going to be aser no matter what.
The radio question you have.
What's that?
The radio question.
The radio question, the volume question, exactly. So if you simply leave it on, and you just turn it on at the, you know, just to the point it's, that you turn it on and the volume is completely off, it's just simply on for the sake of being on, then when you're turning up the volume at all, you're turning a cleat which was. Like turning a kli, even in terms of being molded, you're being molded enough electricity to be able to do something new with. Now, until now, it was a nirgash. Now it's going to be nirgash and neka. So that could make a huge difference in terms of this question. Okay, so I think I'm sure there's a billion other things to talk about electricity. And if people come up with one more thing, I'd love to hear them. Things we could try to work out and hope we arrange something and at least give us a system they'll be able to work with. Now, just to finish up some of the other issues, a lot of these these are all in Roy Halpern Sefer. Every perek there is fascinating, each the union within themselves. Again, the issue was when you're going down, the weight of the person is changing all these, is changing the, let's say, causing a new current in his eyes, the counter current. So, fine, so we discussed the counter current. But let's say, do you have to be concerned at all about malacha being done through your weight? Not like that your mice at all, but through your weight. Okay? Meaning when you go in, let's make believe nothing happens. I mean, I guess I should point out before I go on, there was a tumult, I say like three, 4 years ago, that with the Eretz Yisrael, that they wanted to ask their many of the Gedolei Yisrael, there certainly came out written, it came written tshuvas, various people, the debates with who actually said what. I have no idea who actually said what, but there were certainly tshuvas written that to answer all of the elevators, no matter even what they called the Shabbos elevator, there were those people who answered no matter what, okay, in the name of Shmuel Orbach, in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Okay, so what was that based on? So, again, the Shvatz Yitzchak, in his latest volume, Yitzchak Darzi, he has a new concept that when you walk into the elevator, automatically there's what's called an encoder. An encoder, I'm not exactly positive what that means, but it seems to, at that point, pick up your weight at that point, and it, almost like a computer, as I understand, programs the elevator. Oh, there's X amount of weight in there, standing at this and this position, do this and this and this, and in a sense, you are, by you're going in, you're setting the computer, you're setting the elevator to work in that way. So he thinks automatically it's going to be a problem, whether it be derisa or derabanan of some sort, going into the elevator, whatever hectarium one could have had at one point. He thinks these encoders finish you off, you can't work, you can't do it at all anymore. So there, Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Halpern claims, he argued back, he says, what do you mean? This is the same exact elevator Shlomo Zalman was matted for me. What do you want? This is the same exact elevator, nothing changed. I am certainly not getting involved in this debate. I don't know, but I can tell you what was said. Now, so is there a problem b'chlal about malacha they once wait? So there are some fascinating sugyas about that. The sugya in Baba Kama. Sugya in Baba Kama is fascinating. Hichsharti mixas nizgul, you know, you have the five guys that sit on a bench, and you know, the one guy who, you know, weighs much, much, much more than everybody else, and he sits on the bench and he breaks it, so who's chayiv? So that's basically how you do the weight, is the weight by the moment you sit down, or the weight over the time. That's part of the discussion. Also a very fascinating discussion is, wait a second, is that this only going to start mattering once the elevator is already moving? At that point, no matter what, try as hard as you want to get out, you can't get out. You're stuck in the elevator. You go in, and then the elevator starts doing its thing. These terrible malachas are happening because of me. So now you're climbing the walls, you're trying to get out, but you can't get out, you're stuck in the elevator. So it's are you chayiv at that point? Do you consider yourself an ones? At that point, what I did, I went in, let's say, beheter, knowing that this is going to happen. So you have to analyze sugyas of ein mafligin v'sfina. Do you know what I'm talking about? Stop me if you don't know what I'm talking about. So there's a Gemara which tells you, which discusses, are you allowed to, remind you that your test, discusses you're not allowed to leave on Erev Shabbos, 3 days before Shabbos, ein mafligin v'sfina, because who knows why. So the different days have been shown him as to why not. So one of the days in Rishonim, the Baal Amar's opinion is because it's going to lead to Chilul Shabbos of Tupi Kuach Nefesh. So there are probably a billion other questions. That's one famous Gemara determining when are you allowed to be machnis yourself into a situation in which later on you're going to have to do a malacha. Later on you're going to be stuck. At that point you're going to be nanas. Another sugya they bring in is the Shtapa Chamimi. You learn about the Mila. So give a Shtapa Chamimi, where before a meal you're supposed to prepare the hot water for the pikuach nefesh afterwards. But let's say, are you allowed to do the bismillah knowing you're going to have the pikuach, you're going to have to be machal Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh, right? If the ideally you were supposed to be machal, you were supposed to prepare the water beforehand, but you didn't. So are you allowed to do the pikuach? The baby's fine right now, so he's going to do the meal. You're allowed to do a meal. Are you allowed to put him in that situation where you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos later on? These situations are not the same. But that's Pikuach Nefesh, that's the same as Ones, is that better or worse? But these are sugyas which are brought in these discussions. When you're going into a situation knowingly, at a later situation, you're going to be in Ones. Fascinating. How about this factor? How about the increase in the elevator is happening by a combination of you and 3, 4, 7 other people in the elevator, right? Whatever minute thing is going on, would it make a difference if you're the only person in the elevator? How about if there are 5 other people in the elevator? So is that Shnayim Shasua? So would that be a factor? So we say Misayaya and Bomamis usually. But is that only the Raisa level? How about the Rabbanan level? Another variation of the same thing. I'm sorry, I went backwards. How about with the elevator basically could already do whatever it's doing 100%? Or whatever Kli is on already is doing whatever it's doing. Meaning, we spoke about you being the generator to help your neighbor's Kli to work better. Right? Because of the energy going into it. But it was going to work perfectly fine. His lights were already on. His energy, his things are already happening. So now just because you're helping it, what are you being Messiah? Something is already happening. So that's where Shlomo Zalman has a huge, long, long shtickle in Shmirah Shabbos discussing whether or not does it matter at all if a malacha is going to happen anyway. But now it's going to happen because of you. Malacha doesn't happen and at the same exact time. The same exact time. But now you're just shifting the energy. Instead of happening in this way, it's going to happen in that way. Right? If you would move a pot on the oven, which is already on the oven, and you're moving into another part of the oven. It's equally hot. It's just going to be used, a different part, a different energy is going to be used. Who cares? You didn't do anything. It's only if Makari Bishul or Shlomo Zalman said you did something. It's because the fact you're using different energy, who was L'mayin Nafka Mina? Right? So he has a long stick on Shmir Shabbos, because I had to look at it. Does it matter? It's also interesting, not exactly the same issue of what we've been talking about until now, but a variation of the same thing is, let's say besides the, okay, fine, the elevator tries to correct itself for your weight, but at a certain level, maybe you're going to be causing it to going a drop faster because you're in it. So, okay, now you're going to be so fortunate, you'll be able to get down to the bottom through the elevator a billisecond faster. So now you are Makari of Malacha. So when does that matter? When in Makari, we speak about Magis, when the fact that you're being there, you're doing something, being Makari, does that constitute a Malacha at all? So I guess Mirza Shem, the last thing on this issue is Maisa and Grama, and the other issue they speak about is walking in when the doors are opening and closing. So I guess Maisa Grama, Mirza Shem, will pick up with next week.